One moment, please. Ah, it's you. You must be the young lady's classmate. I was told ahead of time to expect you. Please follow me. She's waiting in the foyer. Madam, your classmate has arrived. Perfect. Thank you, Amelia. Is there anything else you require, ma'am? No. You're dismissed. Also, tell all the other servants that we're not to be disturbed. As you wish, m'lady. Thanks for agreeing to come here on such short notice. Please take a seat. Yeah, about that. The whole, study session thing was kinda, maybe, sorta, a bit of a lie. I just wanted to, have some alone time with you to discuss something rather important. I'll be blunt. I like you. A lot, in fact, and, I've had my eye on you for a good solid while now. Since the first day I met you, I knew I had to make you mine. I honestly could tell that, unlike everyone else, your kindness was genuine and not that fake shit, that people use just to get things they want. Yes. I'm well aware you just started dating that slut, Melissa. But luckily for me, that relationship, it just ended about, maybe an hour ago, after I made a little deal with her. Please, darling. I honestly did you a favor. Given how easy she was to pay off, she clearly wouldn't have appreciated you to the extent that I do. Besides, I know for a fact she was just using you to make her ex jealous. But that's not really important anymore. All that, really matters is right now. You becoming mine. Why should you? I figured there'd be some hesitation. There's something under your chair. Why don't you pull out that little box hiding under your chair? There you go. That's right. A brand new PlayStation 5 with a copy of Demon Souls. Like I said, I've had my eye on you for a while. And, I figured that you really wanted one, but you were too poor to afford it. And here I am. That and so much more can be all yours. All you have to do is one simple thing. Be mine. And only mine. This is really a chance of, a lifetime, darling. A young, beautiful, absurdly wealthy girl is offering you everything you could want. then all you have to do is return her feelings. Most men would kill to be exactly where you are right now. I can still sense the hesitation in you. Honestly, do you really believe that this is just some elaborate prank to fool you? You really, really believe that I'd go out of my way to get this stupid console and this dumb game just for you and just as a trick? God, you're so much dumber than I thought. But hey, maybe this'll convince you. I know that girls wearing short skirts and thigh highs drives you crazy. And I can tell from that bulge of yours that the way I'm straddling myself on your lap is really turning you on. You look so cute when you're all flustered. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Come on, honey. Just say yes to me, and we can start living a life most can only dream of. Good boy. You just made the best decision you'll ever make in your entire life. You love the way I grind myself on you while I French kiss the living fuck out of you. You were so hesitant at first, but now you can barely keep your hands off me. You certainly know how to use your tongue, mister. But let's see if you know how to use it on other parts of my body. Fuck yes, good boy. You're licking it so well. It's a good thing I got you when I did. If that bitch Melissa got the chance to feel how good you are at eating pussy, I don't think she would have taken the bribe. You must really love how my thighs feel around your face, because you won't stop groping them. Fuck, I'm so hot down there. How about something creamy to cool it off? I knew it. I could tell your cock was big from that massive tent you were pitching. Fuck yes. I feel just perfect in me, darling. I knew we were made for each other. You know, I fantasized about riding you like this so many times. But doing it now, it's way better than I could ever have imagined. The way we're staring into each other's eyes. As our hips move together. It's just so perfect. You're perfect. Please come with me. Acknowledge that we belong together. And come with me. That was amazing. Come here. Let's just lay here together for a while. You know, I had my servants prepare my room so you could stay over for the night. Once we, you know, rest up a bit, how about I show you my, no, our bedroom. You're definitely worth every penny.